through Fortune Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC, Fortune Financial and IQ Capital are separate entities.
More live local sports than cars on Woodruff Road. You're listening to The Roar.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. I'll be totally honest with you. I don't understand how your credit score works. I don't. I know the big picture. You pay your bills on time and it goes up. I get that. I don't know the exact details of that. I don't know the exact details of how that relates to how much you put down and what the points look like and terms and why that looks like. I don't understand all that. But I do know that Mark and his team know all that and they put all that together. That's why I trust them. And I do know that in the old days of signing a mortgage, that thing has changed like crazy since we started doing the show of who gets loans and how you get loans and just how complicated it used to be and how to streamlining it. And they're doing a good, you know, it's much less painful than it used to be. It's one of these things that you kind of, you need to know where you stand and where you are. And, hey, by the way, John Knight, do you know your credit score right now? Don't announce it on the air, but do you know what it is right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, good for you. I imagine most people have no idea what theirs is. Matter of fact, mine was about 10 points lower than I thought it was. Mine is good. Mine's, the last time I checked was a slight bit lower. I don't know why, but I thought I had the highest ever you could ever have. But anyway, so just check on these kind of things and check on, see, you know what, maybe we need to be thinking about a new house, renovating our home, maybe remodeling our home, maybe refinancing. Just something to keep up with. It's your biggest expenditure, maybe. Think about Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Thursday, before a holiday weekend, and we got some interesting news segment here, interesting analyst segment here with Paul Streloaf, TigerIllustrated.com. Hey, good morning, Paul. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Nick. I hope you are too, sir.
We are. Family, safe, healthy, everybody okay?
Oh, last time I checked, yes.
Good. I got to tell you, man, with a baby, like we check our temperatures with either a forehead thermometer or an ear thermometer like 500 times a day. So I checked during the break, and yes, everybody's good here too. No.
Family status can change within 5 minutes when they walk out the door. When you got that many kids.
I can understand that for sure. Paul, I want to big picture with you for a little bit, and I got some specific guys to ask about here coming up. But just big picture, I made this case that we were talking about Big Ten in the first part of our show, and I said that the way that Ohio State is recruiting, that they seem to be separating from the rest of the Big Ten, and including separating from Michigan, that they're elite-level players, that gap seems to be getting wider with Michigan and even Penn State, who's recruiting at a top 10 kind of level, but those elites are kind of pulling away. Is that fair to say that group that we always talk about, that even like last year, Penn State played Ohio State and the point spread's like 14 or 17 points, something crazy. Is that safe to say that the elites are pulling away from even the other top 10 programs right now still?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Now, I don't know how huge the gap is. You know, like, certainly, I think Ohio State attracts better talent than Penn State and definitely Michigan. And a large part of that, in my opinion, is that Ohio State resonates here in the South with recruiting in a manner that neither Penn State is not going and able to beat Georgia, Alabama, Clemson, Auburn, a lot of those schools. For recruits and kind of the talent-rich region where everybody's going to get their prospects, and you can look at population demographics and at all these things for why the Southeast generates more, but Ohio State is competitive with the best programs, here and in Texas and other places. Penn State's not going and getting a cornerback from Texas that all the other schools want. Michigan is not able to recruit with that kind of cachet either. So, yes, I do think Ohio State has created some distance there. I think Penn State does a pretty good job particularly regionally in recruiting. And same thing for Notre Dame. I think Michigan's star has just kind of fallen off. And I think, you know, people kind of seen through the Jim Harbaugh facade a little bit, at least with how his staff recruits and the whole satellite camp push that they made a couple of years ago. You know, so I think Michigan is another story. Michigan contributing to its own demise. But Ohio State, yes, I do believe, you know, has just kind of created the name and the brand that has enabled them to compete, or, you know, compete at a different level recruiting-wise than the schools in the Midwest and Northeastern regions.
All right. Clemson doing the same thing in this conference. That's, I do feel very safe about saying that. If there are, and those guys lined up, those teams that are lined up to kind of be the next in line is challenging. When it comes to the recruiting part of it, at least, you trust more of where North Carolina's headed. Is it Miami? Is it Florida State or Virginia Tech? Is it Louisville? Is it who are the teams that are out there that have impressed you enough to say that in that group that's going to try to challenge here, they appear to be the best of the rest?
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly, I think the last year or two, you're seeing North Carolina putting together the second, third best kind of teams, you know, talent-wise in the conference in terms of what they're able to attract, you know, recruiting-wise. I think we've seen Mac Brown be able to have this kind of success that, you know, close to what he had the last time around in North Carolina, where he is getting most of the guys in state. Now, there are some differences there as far as, I think, North Carolina had a little more pull regionally his previous tenure, and he didn't have to deal with Clemson kind of coming in and poaching, you know, potentially or theoretically even here, like a Will Shipley, Peyton Page, this class, you know, the true top guys. I think Mac was able to secure those back in the day. But I think as far as a stable collection of talent from last class, this class, you know, I don't think it's not on par with what Clemson is able to do, but I think they are solidifying their talent if he can sustain it for a couple of years. Florida State has the best chance of matching Clemson. I think they just have, you know, part of that is they've got to start gaining some more traction in their state. You know, I want to see Norvell and staff, you know, the direction they go from an evaluation standpoint. It's going to take them a little while, I think, to regain credibility within the state as well as be able to win some of these battles that, you know, 5-7 years ago they won in walkovers, and now, you know, people are coming into their territory and taking those guys away pretty easily. It's going to take them time to regain that, but I think they are the closest to having the power still to get back into Clemson's territory. I think Louisville, from a recruiting standpoint, is not necessarily going to match Clemson or pull closer, but I think that Satterfield has shown a great knack for evaluation, and I think over time, culture and you know, getting guys to fit what they do, you know, I think they will be competitive on a yearly basis in terms of. You know, that's not one you just automatically count as a win for Clemson going to play them. I think they're going to be a fight on a yearly basis.
All right, now I want to soften this one. Here we go. Because last week I asked you a question that who do you feel better about from Clemson's standpoint? Should Clemson fans feel better about offensive tackle Tristan Lee or Nolan Rucci? And I went on your message board hours later, and people misunderstood. I think some people misunderstood what you said. So I like that idea. I like that line of questioning. But, again, we have to understand the context of how I asked it, and I thought you did a good job of explaining it. With that said, Paul Strelo, my hard slider on the outside corner again with a 3-2 count, should Clemson fans at wide receiver feel better about Troy Salato from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, or should they feel better about Amika Egbuka, the wide receiver from the Washington State?
Well, maybe I just have to make sure I communicate things better.
No. Look, you know this. No matter how you say it, people are going to take it wrong. So no, that's not it at all.
I think this one is pretty clear. I think they feel better about Troy Stellato. I think Clemson has advanced its cause and are in deeper there where with Egbuka, the five-star out of Washington, I think people feel Ohio State and Clemson are the two front runners, but there's such a long way to go with that recruitment. He's got visits to take. You know, I don't think anyone's ruling out, you know, a West Coast school winning that one. We have an idea of who he likes, but I don't think that one has truly taken shape. And him advancing, his relationship with Ohio State or Clemson or any of the suitors to the point you feel like it's close. With Stellato, we know it's Clemson or Ohio State. And I think there are a lot of good reasons if you're Clemson to feel like you're in a good position. He's with his visits to campus. Certainly, I think he's got a great relationship with Tyler Grisham. I think they feel very strongly that he is a fit, and a lot of what Clemson has to offer appeals to him, and that Clemson had some momentum coming out of its last visit there. So I think there are a lot more reasons why you could say Troy Stellato will end up at Clemson than Emeka Egbuka, even though, both are said to be Ohio State, Clemson, kind of being out front right now.
Both schools have recruited very well at wide receiver in recent years. So maybe who's on campus already is a bigger factor. However, in this case, that these are two highly rated guys, two guys that know about each other, I'm sure, even though they're on opposite coasts. Will it be as simple as, splitting those two? Or not as simple as that, but could you see them splitting those two? Or are those guys independent of each other, and maybe you could see one get both of those two?
Well, yeah, I think they're independent of one another. I think if Egbuka were to go ahead and decide for one over the other, maybe that would change the dynamic. I think the numbers matter a little more for Troy Stellato than they do Egbuka. But the way circumstances stand, Stellato will decide or intends to decide this summer. I think Egbuka carries his recruitment out, perhaps even through the season and till after his senior season and official visits then. So it's really a matter of would Troy Stellato impact Egbuka? And I really don't think so. I think that can be couched and framed as them playing different positions. I think Ohio State, the volume they brought in of 4 to 5 guys this past signing class, I think that can be, not, I don't want to necessarily say used against them, but I think that's something that is being considered, particularly by Stellato. But again, I think there are different circumstances, and I really don't think that people in front of him is going to impact Emeka Egbuka and his decision. I think he's going to go where he wants to go. And I think there are a lot of different factors that Stellato is considering with depth chart and how they use guys and things of that nature, football-related factors that I think matter more. I think each one of these schools is going to have guys talented receivers, but you can frame your pitch and kind of illustrate to both guys, whether you're Ohio State or Clemson, you can make a strong case for Stellato that hey, we don't have anything quite like you.
Paul Shaler's our guest. We're talking Clemson football recruiting. Paul, the Tigers have done seemingly a really good job in the secondary with guys from the state of Georgia. Am I wrong in thinking that there's a lot of those Florida guys in this class in that secondary, meaning the Colliers or Williams or maybe Deshaun Ruckers or some of these guys that you're starting to see, and even other guys, you find these Florida defensive backs are everywhere down there. Larry Munch used to say that Clemson would find linemen growing on trees everywhere. Well, down in Florida, it seemed like this defensive backs. Am I wrong about thinking that maybe we could see Clemson sign a defensive back because of the numbers that they're involved with right now in that position?
Well, I think so. Now, which one it'll be, it's kind of up for grabs. But I think we've seen more candidates from there than, you know, they've obviously got Jordan Hancock already, the four-star cornerback from Suwanee, Georgia. But I think the bigger names on the board, be it at corner or safety, there are just some different guys in Florida, I think, that are stronger candidates than probably the rest of the field in Georgia. I think you mentioned a couple. I like Trevarish Dawson, a kid out of Lehigh and near Fort Myers that's got some speed to him, and I think really his stock is starting to go up. And I think whether it's offense or defense, that guy's going to see his profile take off here once recruiting truly gets back going and visits are taken and coaches are making visits going there. But but whether it's Dawson, Deshaun Rucker, a guy at Tallahassee that I think a lot of schools are liking, I think there's a stronger pool of safety, nickel, and cornerback candidates in Florida this year than I would probably frame in Georgia.
Final one for you, Paul, in our final couple of minutes. Is that Will Shipley seemingly the news of maybe visiting Notre Dame, maybe not? Seemed like I can't go on any websites without seeing Will Shipley's picture out there. Time frame wise, it just feels like that the more I read, maybe I'm just looking because we just gotta have something right about. But are we getting maybe closer on a time frame for him?
Oh, I think while it does seem like there are some kind of developments every other day, I think Notre Dame is particularly trying to keep the fire lit with him, and trying to push it along to sustain it. I don't know that we're necessarily that day by day it's getting closer as far as it could come at any time, but I do think that odds continue to favor Shipley making his decision before we reach June, when at least right now it looks like that's when prospects theoretically could start making visits again. So, I do think we're looking at sooner rather than later, but I don't think anything is necessarily imminent in that regard. But I do think that is Shipley's feeling right now, and I think that's probably continuing to mount a little bit as this recruitment goes on.
Tell us about Tiger Real Estate. You guys are busy as usual, and there's a lot of great reasons to subscribe to the best in Clemson recruiting coverage.
Oh, sure. Our team coverage writer, Larry Williams, putting out a really kind of fascinating and moving series this week on how Dabo Swinney has kind of reached out to other people in their time of struggle to lift their spirits. We continue with our series on how Clemson is recruiting different positions and just kind of the trends and strategies and individual qualities that each position has and how it recruits. As well as, starting to kind of dip into some of the names that Clemson's going to be looking at as they start putting out their first offers for the 2022 class, which, all the other schools have thrown out a ton of offers already, and one can reasonably imagine that Clemson's going to be selective in its first few pursuits there. So, like you said, still plenty of wheels turning over where we are.
Place to find it, tigerillustrated.com. Paul, thanks for your time. Let's visit next week if we can, and hope you and your family continue to stay safe.
Hey, appreciate it, Mickey.
All right, buddy. That's Paul Strelo of tigerillustrated.com. John, when we come back, I want to touch on Dan Radakovich's committee about not having football, about NFL odds for player of the year, Tom Brady's Howard Stern interview, a poll among Clemson fans, and Ed Orgeron. We got a lot to do. Little Ed Orgeron and a second chance. Who's the next guy with a second chance? We'll take a break. We'll come back much more right after this.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
The Health Dare has launched a virtual program to help our clients reverse high-risk symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and obesity. Our health coaching team has seen thousands of clients reduce these symptoms for over 5 years, and we won't stop now. The Health Dare has launched a mobile app, online coaching programs, and even grocery delivery to your door. Call now to get your own personal quarantine health coach. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Listen live anywhere in the world on WCCPFM.com. We are the Roar.
Hit me with the horn, 20! Keep making noise! Keep making noise! Yeah!
I would say here we go, just judging from that. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, my friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. I know that they're going to have a great Easter weekend at Trail. I know what they believe in and why they believe it, and they're very clear about that. And I know that they're really looking forward to a great weekend at home with their family. I can tell you this conversation is about family. Let me tell you who Trail is. Will Huss told me one time that the last thing he thinks about before he falls asleep and the first thing he thinks about in the morning are the families of all of his employees. Speaking of families, they don't take jobs outside this part of the state, outside this region, because they don't want their people away from their families. And I know there's a big family-oriented company, and you're going to see that when you join their family, when you sign on with them and they build your next building for you, the relationships that go into it. I had Neil Workman talk about how when I passed by a building that we built, I remember what was going on, and that man's the owner of that business, his wife was about to give birth to their first baby, or that person just got news that their cancer's in remission, or some things on those lines. He always thinks about those things. It's family there, man, and I'm telling you, I know they're looking forward to Easter. Hey, they build differently. It's a single source delivery method. Think about Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. I believe in these folks. I know them, and I trust them, and I believe in them, and you can too. T-R-E-H-E-L.com. It's Thursday. It's not Friday, but we're off tomorrow, so I wanted to get John Stillwell, Jinx Inc. Realty, our hunting and fishing report, and getting you ready for a holiday weekend. Good morning, second nicest man in America. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. Hope you guys are doing well.
We are fantastic. I hope y'all are safe. Hope y'all are healthy, both in your company and all y'all's families and all that stuff. John, there's been orders and then change of orders and all kinds of things going on outdoor-wise when it comes to DNR, when it comes to our governor and what our orders are. What can we do? What can't we do? What do we need to know about the most latest or the latest things as far as the outdoors are concerned?
To sum it up, Mickey, there are plenty of opportunities to still get outside, and that's part of Governor McMaster's orders is to allow for outdoor exercise. So hunting season is open and allowed. Turkey season is in right now, so if you are a turkey hunter, or maybe even if you're not a turkey hunter, just want to have a good reason to get out and walk, turkey season is in full swing, so you can certainly get out there and do that. And fishing is also allowed. The one caveat I would throw in there is that public boat ramps are closed, so public facilities are closed for use, but certainly private boat ramps are open, marinas are open, so you can get out there and enjoy those hunting and fishing activities. You just have the other thing to make sure folks are aware of is you still have to practice social distancing and keep your distance from other people. Can't gather in large groups, which you usually don't when you're hunting or fishing anyway. It's usually a small group anyway of two or three people at max. So as long as you do those things, man, the weather's great, and everybody complains about being stuck in the house, but there's no reason to do it as long as you're careful and do it the right way.
There's some confusion about boat ramps. I know we had an order, then we changed it because it was federal land or state land. What's our boat ramp deal?
State boat ramps are closed. I think that the Corps of Engineers had some of their boat ramps open on Hartwell. I would need to confirm that.
I say this. Earlier this week they were. I saw a story on it saying that that's federal property, and there were 33 ramps on Hartwell that were open. Now again, they could have closed them because, as we know, nothing's right. There's always a fluid deal here. But 33 of the core federal land that had the ramps on, they were open middle of this part of this week at least.
I think that's correct. So, okay. Like you say, things change quickly in these times. But that was the last understanding that I had of it as well. And also, if there's if a private marina has a boat ramp and they make the business decision to stay open, then you can certainly utilize their boat ramp. They may charge a fee for it. I don't know, or they may waive the fee right now. But there are opportunities to get out if you're fortunate enough to have access to the water at your house or a friend's house with a boat in the water. You can certainly get on that boat. You can't be six of you, but if two or three of you want to go out for a day on the water, man, that's good therapy. And we certainly need those kind of opportunities where we can find them these days.
John, you're a smart guy, and I'm going to ask you to editorialize here a little bit. Why in the heck would we close any public boat ramps?
Well, I think a lot of it probably has to do with a couple of things. One, the tendency for a public place like that to have gatherings. They also, some of them have picnic areas that people would gather at, and I think that's part of it. So the risk that you've got some folks who'll gather in a larger group, and also the second thing I think is use of resources. The more public boat ramps are there, the more DNR or sheriff deputies have to patrol those areas. So I think it comes down to allocation of resources as well.
Well, you know what?
With that, I'm not taking the bait.
No, my thing is this: just write your tickets. I mean, yeah. Maybe we don't have enough DNR out there working. Maybe we're short funded, short staffed there. Maybe, but. There's a lot of law-abiding families and people that like getting out on the water that don't have access to private ramps that want to go out. And because, am I concerned that there's the Redneck Riviera that ties up and there's 40 or 50 people? Yeah, absolutely. That's crazy. Write them tickets. But and on the public, on the picnic tables and areas like that, rope those off, put up things, and if you go over there, we're going to write you a ticket over there, but do your job and let good people get out and enjoy the lake if they don't have other access to it.
I understand that perspective completely, and I think there's a lot of things that I'd love to be able to focus on those kind of debates rather than worrying about our parents and whether they're healthy and those kind of things. So yeah. I think it's a matter of keeping things in perspective about, I'd much rather be arguing about who looked good and bad in the spring game than worried about whether the public boat ramps were open or not.
Yeah. Very good point. You guys are open for business, and you guys, y'all are taking precautions. And it looks a little bit different how you show property now, but I would suggest, because I went online last night because I knew you were coming on with us and looked at some of those properties at JIRland.com. But in a different way, y'all are still showing properties right now, I know.
Man, business is being done. I know both Jenks and I have been actually really busy this week. I just put a new listing up this week that's already had multiple showings. I've gone out and, met people out there to walk property lines and get them oriented. So business is certainly being done, and we're here to help and taking precautions, like you said. But that's the great thing about land is it's easy to maintain distance when you're walking through the pasture or walking through the woods. So certainly we're blessed to have some activity and to continue to be able to assist our clients and help customers locate the right piece of property for them.
How can they reach you, John?
Man, give us a call, Mickey. Call us. It's 864-631-2770. We'd love to answer. Even if you just want some free advice, we're good at that too. If you want to do a little browsing while you're stuck at home, go to jinxincrealty.com or JIRland.com. They both go to the same place. And take a look at some of our listings. We've added some new stuff here in the past couple weeks that's really some pretty properties. And we'd love to help you get out there and take a walk in the woods and take a look at some pretty land.
Hey, John, stay safe. Stay healthy. To all the workers there, all y'all's families there, all the employees, and man, I really hope you guys have a great Easter weekend.
Likewise, hope everybody's family is doing well, and take the time to appreciate your health and your safety. And if you're so inclined, Easter worship online, and let's have a great weekend.
No doubt about it. Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend, man. Talk to you soon.
Y'all too. Bye bye.
John Stillwell, Jinx Inc. Realty, Hunting and Fishing Report. John Hyde, you want some good news?
Always.
You need some good news over there?
Always. Always like good news.
Did you see what William Nottingham did yesterday?
I did not.
At his home course in Kingsport, Tennessee. William Nottingham is a senior golfer at Clemson who we got, I think he's coming back next year to Clemson for the golf. Matter of fact, I feel very sure that he's coming back next year for his second senior season now. Well, he's from Kingsport, Tennessee, and his home golf course is Ridgeland Golf and Country Club. It is a par 72 course. It is, let me give you the yardage here. I need to, because I can't see the end of his yardage on the scorecard that he put online, or that Tim Bray put online, actually. Bear with me here. 3455 plus 3354. It's a 6,800-yard golf course. All right? William Nottingham, Clemson golfer, first holds a par 4. He makes birdie. He pars number 2. He birdies number 3. He birdies number 4. He birdies number 5. He birdied number 6. Stinking par at number 7, a long 200-yard par 3. At number 8, it is a 403-yard par 4. He dunked it in 2 and made an eagle.
Are you serious?
And then he birdied number 9. He shot 28.
That's a pretty standard front 9.
He shot 28 on the front.
Jeez.
So he goes to the back, starts out with a par.
Okay.
On a short par 4, boy, you got to kick himself there. Then on a short par 5, makes eagle.
Okay. Wow.
That gets it to 10 under. Birdies 12. Boy, goes a really rough stretch here. Pars 13 and 14. So he is, let me see, 8, 10. He's 11 under par. You're trying to shoot 59, right? He birdies 15 to get to 12 under par. He birdies 16 to get to the magic number of 13 under par. Par 72, mind you. So all he got to do is par the last two holes to shoot 59. He pars number 17, and he comes to the last hole, 380-yard par 4. What does he do, John? He makes birdie and shoots 58.
Goodness gracious.
He said, screw 59. Nobody wants to shoot 59. I'm shooting 58.
That is impressive.
How about that, man? How about that?
Good for him.
Good on you there, William.
I'm lucky if I get that score in the front nine.
No doubt.
58.
Can you imagine?
No, that? I genuinely
14
can't.
14 under par.
I genuinely can't imagine that.
14 under par. I've got so many things to touch on. Let me just quickly get to a couple things here. First, this is NFL odds. You know, I like giving what our odds look like. Opening for defensive player of the year, Aaron Donald 7-1, Nick Bosa 9-1, J.J. Watt and T.J. Watt. Interesting enough, J.J. and T.J. Watt both 11-1. Khalil Mack 12-1, Stephon Gilmore, Gamecock 16-1. Joey Bosa's 20-1. DeMarcus. Jadeveon Clowney 28-1. Myles Garrett, by the way, 25-1.
How does Jadeveon Clowney have odds without a team?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how this works.
I feel like it would, you know, be directly impacted on scheme and fit and everything else.
The passing leader odds on favorite for next year, Drew Brees at 5-1, Mahomes at 6-1, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Tom Brady at 8-1. Most receiving yards next year, Michael Thomas at 6-1, Julio Jones at 8-1, DeAndre Hopkins at 9-1. Most rushing yards, Derrick Henry 6-1, Christian McCaffrey 7-1, Nick Chubb at 8-1. Just a little NFL odds for you. Wanted to give you some of those coming out. Also, John, there was a poll on Tiger Illustrated. I go to Tiger Illustrated every day. I love the guys over there, Chris and Larry and certainly Paul Strelo there. And the question was that if they had a football season next year and if you didn't have a vaccine yet but we're treating the symptoms and we get some positive news there and we flatten the curve out where it goes, you know, we feel much safer about going back to work and all this kind of stuff, would you go into Death Valley? And it's early in this poll, and I don't have the exact number here. I can go back and look at it again. But, John, what would you think percentage of Clemson fans that would say yes or percentage of Clemson fans that would say no so far on their website?
I would think yes would be leading, maybe like 55-45.
87% yes, 13% no. I would go. Look, I don't want Drake to get sick. Yeah. I don't want Meredith to get sick, and I don't want to get this, and I don't want to give it to anybody. But if you can assure me that, that is a really good chance I'm not going to be getting it anyway. B, if I do get it, I won't show symptoms. C, if I show symptoms, they'll be mild. D, if I do, if they are mild, I can take meds and be back to work in a day or so. I'm willing to risk all that to go to watch Clemson play football. Yes, 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 I can do that. When we come back for the final segment of the week, I want to touch on Tom Brady's Howard Stern interview. Normally, I don't talk Howard Stern interviews, but this is pretty interesting about when he was going to leave Boston and when he realized that. Also, Dan Radakovich is on a committee to explore the doomsday effect of what would it look like if we didn't have college football. Hey, right now we don't have the stores at Tiger Sports Shop open, but we do have Tiger Sports Shop online. And this is easy and simple. It's tigersports.com. Matter of fact, let me go on tigersports.com and see what all is going on here right now. Tigersports.com. I go to it often anyway to see what's up there and see what's new. And folks, we're coming back. I can tell you this. And when they do, it's going to be stronger than ever. But get it delivered to you right now. My UPS guys out there, the UPS guys are always out right now. And they can deliver those to you. Even though it'd be easy for me to drive up there, open, they're not. So, look, tigersports.com. Check them out online and make that get that next delivery. You know, you're still buying presents for people. You're still having to give gifts. Why not do this?
I went to tigersportshop.com not too long ago, ordered myself a new Clemson hat. Came right to the door. It was fantastic. Got a nice note in there from Julie Ibrahim. It was
really
as pleasant of an experience as you could have. Absolutely.
That's awesome, man. Hey,
and
right
it's a really
now,
cool looking hat. I'm just not going to tell y'all what it looks like because I don't want to see everybody out there wearing it.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see you, man. I can't wait to see it
again. It's been a while.
Right now, they've got a pretty cool deal right now. That for a limited time, if you you enjoy 10% off site-wide, if you donate 10% of the proceeds, and they'll donate 10% of the proceeds to Trevor Lawrence and to Marissa O'Malley's COVID-19 Relief Fund, When you check out, use the code WASHHANDS. Now, that just goes through April the 12th, but that's pretty cool. The code is WASHHANDS for them to donate that and for you to get 10% off. Do it at tigersports.com. Really, really cool stuff there. Final break, final segment of the week right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
A lot of things have changed in the last few weeks, but some things remain the same. Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson has some of the juiciest hand-cut steaks and best menu options around. Still get your Carson's fix, but to go. Help support the workers and businesses like Carson's who make your week great. Order your lunch or dinner to go, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. any day of the week. Call in your to-go order at 864-226-9400. Carson's Steak Warehouse to go, 864-226-9400.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Health insurance can be frustrating, expensive, the whole process overwhelming. At The Insurance Source, our mission statement is simple and straightforward. Everything we do is to help make health insurance easier. For the business owner who needs to protect his bottom line. For the HR folks who often handle hundreds of things all at once. For the employees who need to understand how all of this works and appreciate what they have and someone they can count on to fight for them. We love to help people, and we're good at it. Can we help you? Give us a call, 864-INSURE-1. That's 467-8731. You have a lot of choices in who to use, but I'm proud of my team and the great work that we do. In fact, we were just recognized as the best insurance agency in the upstate. Thank you for believing in us, and thank you for the opportunity to serve. I'm Guy, the Insurance Guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for and choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
From the Priority One Security Studios, all the sports you need and some you didn't even know you needed. We are the Roar.
I remember when, I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Welcome back to Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289, 864-859-8289. More than ever, I've always talked to Russell about this. They can do your taxes even though you don't live in the area. You can mail it in, you can email it in, you can scan it and do all this. They'd love to take care of you at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. If you can live next door to them. And if you don't want to go over, just scan it and email it and take care of everything that way. To find out more about that process or more about how they're doing it now, it's a Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. I am extremely proud and excited that Drake is going to join the show for a little bit. Good morning. Hi. And let me ask you a question. What does the sheep say? No, what does a sheep say? Oh, well, quick. What does the pup say? That's not what the pup says. No? He say, hey, Dada. No? He's, John, he's mesmerized by this radio equipment right now. So.
Kid's got a future in the business.
He does. Hopefully he does. Let's get a phone call here in this segment, 654-ROAR. I believe you said Kev is up first. Hey, Kev, thanks for hanging on, man. I hope you're doing well this morning.
Man, I'm doing pretty good this morning, man. How you doing?
We are great. I hope you guys are safe. Hope your family's safe and everybody's healthy.
Yeah, man, everybody's staying in the house and just, and my job is actually essential, so I get to go out and see people. I don't really get to go in. I just do my little job outside. But, you know, I stopped at the store this morning. You know, it's getting a little rough at the house. They are, if you go, and this is, we should write this down as a rule. If you're going to argue and you need to leave and get away for a minute, don't leave, get away, and call back and argue on the phone.
Okay? You know, that, at least. I like it, man.
Yeah, you should have just stayed at the house and just had a knockdown drag out at the house and got it over with. Because now you're arguing at the store, and now you're going to drive back home like a maniac and keep arguing when you get back home. So what did you leave for? So, but, you know.
Hey, I tell you this, Kev.
Three cars.
Yeah,
cars are at the store, and everybody was arguing in the car.
My family, I was raised different than my wife, right? Like, and their family, they do that. They get it all out, man. And like 2 minutes later, they can yell at each other. 2 minutes later, they get along great. And my family, we let it fester. Like it'd be years we won't speak to each other about something. You know, this is a true story. Two members of my family, I'm not gonna mention who. They're a Gamecock fan and a Clemson fan. They didn't speak to each other for a year about Carolina and Clemson. And we finally had a wedding and everybody got back together and it was a big deal in our family. But don't take it to the store, man. Go ahead and get the thing out, right?
Just get it out, man. And, you know, I'm 42 now. And I've learned this over in relationships over time. Just, you know, as they say something, we just need to say, okay, you know what, you right. Whether she wrong or what, just say okay and go on and let her. Right now we see too much of each other every day to just, you know, look at. Because by the end of this, divorce rate might just go up if all this staying at home keep going on right now. So get this thing out the way. And in the
world,
let's just say, go ahead.
Now, so here's the thing I realized through this. I married the smartest person on earth. And right. A, she is smart, but B, she's a lot smarter than I thought because she knows everything and I don't know anything. So, yes, no doubt.
Right. Yeah, there's no need to argue. Yes. If you do it, no. Just, even if it's building something, you know you're right. Just say, okay, let her tear it up. If she tear it up and break it, then she may, 99% she not going to say she's sorry. Just go on with it. Just if it's happy right now, be happy.
I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, man. If this go, let's say this go, all this virus stuff goes away next week, right? Just thinking, how long would it take for the world of sports to somebody to just start playing again?
I think this, and I've read a bunch of articles. People have sent me every article. I've read a bunch of articles. I've gone on Twitter, and let me be clear about this, Kev. That even on this whole thing. We still don't know exactly how to treat it. We're getting new ways and we're innovative and these smart people are coming up with these things. So I do think the end is coming to this virus, not the end, but the end of the virus is coming. With that said, there will be logistics have to be worked out. Are you going to play in one location like the NBA and Major League Baseball? Are you going to test daily? How can you assure their safety? How are you going to get these people back together? How long will it take you to train? Like, I think baseball and spring training, I think you've got to go train for at least a couple of weeks maybe, whereas in basketball, my hope is that these guys are probably shooting at the house, probably maintaining their conditioning at the house, and we maybe come back. They don't need as much of a training period. They're in the middle of the regular season anyway. Every sport is different. Every sport is the number of support people that you have to have. I talk about golf here all the time on the show. You know, do you want to have no caddies? Can you ride in carts as a result to keeping the number down? I do think at least for a short amount of time, or some amount of time, we're not going to have fans. And that's fine because we all have television, hopefully, and we can do that. But to answer your question, it's different for different sports. I'm an optimist. And, Kev, I think it's going to be sooner rather than later. And I'm looking at a late May, early June that we're going to have something on the show to talk about, scores of games to talk about.
Right. Cool. I'm ready to see something, man, because right now, if I'm at home at 12:30, I might glance at Young and the Restless for about 15 minutes, man. So they got me baking and cooking and looking at Young and the Restless, man. I know. I look at all my little like replay games, and you know, I look at a lot of old replay games, and you still can't get too much better than USC and Texas with Vince Young there, man. That's just one of the best games I've ever seen in my life. So right now, it wouldn't bother me if they went back and put some old high school games on TV, because I'm a high school guy, man. I love high school football. I love to be around it. I actually I'm a sideline guy for my team. So, something's got to give. I'm ready to get some action going, man. If the video game ain't getting it because I play too much of that, then I get mad and want to kick the TV off the thing because I mess around and lose on the last second shot or something like that.
So, you know. Man, Kevin, I enjoyed your phone call, buddy. I hope you have a great Easter weekend, man, and call more often. I'd love to hear from you more often.
I will, man. First time caller, but a long time listener, man.
Well, I'd be disappointed if I didn't hear from you more often.
I got you, man. I will do.
Have a great weekend. I love that, man. That's a great call. No doubt about that. Hey, let me get our Brad Hughes Extra Forgiveness Award. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. You heard Brad on the show earlier. Allstate is giving back $600 million to its customers. Wouldn't that be nice to be able to do? In the month of May and June, you're going to see about a 15% back to the customers because we're not driving as much, and what they're having to service is going down. So they're passing that savings back on to you. Get in touch with them. It's Allstate, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. To find out more about that program and so much more, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. John, I'm going to forgive Tom Brady for not really explaining this before now. It took Howard Stern to get this out, but he was on the Howard Stern show yesterday, and some things that we learned before the beginning of last season that he thought he was going to leave New England. I thought that was very, very interesting.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah, he talked about Kobe Bryant and the influence that Bryant had on him. He talked about his marriage, that him and his wife Giselle have sought marriage counseling in the past. He talked about race is not an issue to him. He talked about his relationship with President Trump. He talked about his new house with Derek Jeter, how his weightlifting routine has changed now. He does not lift heavy weights anymore. And he did say he would let his kids play football, which I thought was interesting. And he said he didn't believe the coronavirus shouldn't take the coronavirus as a reason to get healthy and to get fit. You know, they eat better. They eat healthy foods there. But interestingly enough, that going into last season, he thought that was going to be his last year in New England. That's the biggest thing I kind of took from that. Let me also just mention this quickly as we end up the show here. Dan Radakovich is on a committee, exploration committee, with potential issues if we don't have college football. And he goes, we don't have a name for the committee, but because there's no acronym for doom. And he says, football allows us, he told Sports Illustrated, football allows us to have these sports. It's a big amount of money. All the folks working in college athletics understand the big economic engine that it is and the big revenue drivers, the ticket sales, the donations, the college, the conference distributions. All these are linked together as a centerpiece of football. And he said, if we don't play football, it means campuses are closed. It rolls up to much bigger circumstances. That's a place that sports finds itself right now. We're all part of the big picture issues around the country. But he would have called the committee doom, or there's no acronym for doom out there for that now. And hopefully, and we do understand that. So that's why we have to play. We got to get safe in playing it, but that's why we absolutely have to play. Hey, we finish things up, buddy, as we always do with our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, I know you've been telling everybody that we are off tomorrow in celebration of Good Friday, but that is not the end of the programming here at the Roar for the week. On Saturday morning, as part of our Clemson replay series at 10 a.m., we will be replaying the 2017 Clemson at Louisville game. The number 3 Tigers go up to take on the number 14 Cardinal and Lamar Jackson. So tune into that.
I feel good about that one going into that game, John. I feel like that Brent Venables, I like what he's doing. I like what I think he can slow down. No one can slow down Lamar Jackson, but I feel good about that one. Also, keep an eye on that game, if you will, John, because I think that Clemson's depth in running back might show late in the game.
I believe it does as well, but you got to tune in Saturday morning to find out.
I like it. Hey, my two-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, ericnewton.com for all of your real estate needs. It's my great friend, ericnewton.com. He can help you out. He's been here for 20 years. He'll be here for 20 more. It's ericnewton.com. Get in touch with him. He'd love to help you out. Eric and his full-service real estate company now. Anything you need here in this beautiful area, let him take care of you. For my two-minute drill, is Drake, are you something wrong, buddy? You're not happy right now? Oh, he wants dad out. Well, get back here, buddy. We can do that. My two-minute drill quickly, John, is that more good news coming out. For the fourth straight day, new cases below the peak. That was on Saturday. Also, deaths have declined in the country. And 28 states in Washington, D.C. had 9 or fewer coronavirus deaths yesterday. So great news out there that the numbers are looking so much better. That's great. Hey, let me thank all of our guests today. John Hyatt, great job. Hey, folks, have a great Easter. More importantly, tune